What are you trying to say to me, Mr. Fields? Jacques Germain asked.
Well, Mr. Germain, I just can't believe that someone broke into your laboratory right before the launch of a major fragrance,
Roger Fields said, sitting with his hands threaded, resting on the polished surface on the conference room table. Jacques gave a slight nod.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you, sir. There was no sign of a break-in, no footprints, no broken glass. But everything pertaining to the formula for this particular scent has just vanished into thin air,
he spat.
Someone gained access to the lab, and we need to find out who and how.
Jacques sat up straight in his chair, all the while keeping his eyes on Roger Fields. He'd worked with the senior management executive since starting his career. In the 6 years he'd been at Fairchild, they'd always had a pleasant enough relationship. But today was different. He could hear it in Roger's voice and see it in his mannerism. Planting his feet firmly on the ground in an effort to keep his cool, Jacques adjusted his body in the black leather chair. He could feel his anger rising, and he could see himself punching the bald-headed man with the wildly bushy eyebrows in his wrinkly face, but that wouldn't be good. It would only escalate the issue and potentially get him arrested. Going to jail wasn't on his agenda for the day, but to be accused of stealing something that he'd created was just utterly ridiculous. Leaning forward, Jacques clasped his hands together and said,
I don't have any reason to lie to you. Do you know how many man-hours it took my team to come up with that formula? That cologne could have potentially taken us to the number one spot in the men's category, Roger said.
Jacques' eyes swept the room, seeking to read the stoic expressions on the other three men's faces who were sitting at the table. He guessed that they were all of the same mind, and Roger was acting as their mouthpiece. He didn't need anyone to remind him of the possibilities the musky scent could have afforded for the company, as well as created for him as a perfumer.
Because you have no samples and all the notes you took are gone, we can't even recreate it. We were planning to launch a new campaign in time for Valentine's Day,
Roger said.
It was going to cost us a pretty penny. And that's my problem because?
Jacques knew full well they couldn't recreate the smell, even if they had the ingredients. If the proportions aren't on point, the exact scent could never be replicated.